Listen.
So many things that you guys do and probably take for granted by now are just fantastic.
Listen. I'm working 40 hours, 6 long days, and I'm highly embarrassed every time I get my pay. And they're working everybody. Lord, they're working poor folks to death. And when you pay your rent and your car notes.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, you had to cut it off. 866-821-8255. Little Johnny Guitar Watson on a Saturday. A lot of fun stuff, man. I love that guy. Johnny Guitar Watson. When was the last time you heard him?
I wonder if he's still alive.
No, he died several years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Okay, took us a while to get to it, but really important stuff. And one of the difficulties about talking about what we're talking about here with security and privacy and, you know, that sort of stuff on the internet is there's so many different levels and there's so much misunderstanding. And as I begin to talk about it, it just becomes, it sort of balloons into this huge thing. And so I'm going to do my best to kind of give you the Reader's Digest version of this because the details can be overwhelming. And, you know, that's one of the things when it comes down to understanding technical stuff, an important ability is the ability to know what to ignore. You simply cannot know everything. So what I'm going to try to do here is lay out the groundwork a little bit for you and clarify some things that get quite often confused about being on the Internet and protecting your security and privacy. You think, oh, Dave, I don't need any new products. I've got a browser, and it's got a privacy mode. And that'll protect me. That's all I need. You know, I got my antivirus and my firewall. That's all I need. Well, the privacy mode is good. The privacy mode in browsers, you know, whether it's Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, all work well, but they're very limited in what they do. And basically what they do is they don't save stuff to your computer. Stuff doesn't go in the history. Cookies don't get saved. It gives you, depending on what you're doing, can give you a little bit of a limited experience on the Internet because it doesn't let a lot of add-ins load and stuff like that. So it is protective at a very basic level, mostly on your machine. So that it would, the biggest benefit is if somebody walked in and sat down on your machine, they wouldn't be able to easily see what you did in that browsing session. A benefit there, right? But pretty limited. Then you say, well, no, that not only that, but I also use Tor or an anonymizing service similar to that. And so my stuff goes through a bunch of proxies and all this other stuff. And so my IP address that people see if they were monitoring my activity is actually an IP address out of Ecuador, as far as they know. It's what it looks like. Well, and that can be a benefit, too. That can be very helpful. It can prevent some of the prying that can be done if you don't use an anonymizer. But the thing is, there's still a lot of tracking that goes on. Now, it's allocated, it's identified with the wrong IP address, for the most part. So maybe you don't care if you're tracked, because it's all this IP address in Ecuador, and so you don't care beyond that. And that's a valid thing if you don't care beyond that. But let's say you don't want to use an anonymizer. They're slow. You don't have a problem with being on the Internet at your IP address. But you just don't like being tracked by everything. You know, you got DoubleClick. You got, you know, you go to a website now. Twitter's tracking you. Facebook is tracking you. MySpace is tracking you. Companies like DoubleClick, which are ad agency type services on the Internet, are tracking you. Google is tracking you with their AdSense tracks, all kinds of, Amazon tracks you, all kinds of stuff. And it has nothing to do with what you're doing on your end. It doesn't mean you have an Amazon account. It doesn't mean if you don't have an Amazon account, they don't track you. That's not what that means. You get tracked. So what do you do in terms of just having all these agencies, and when I say agencies, I don't necessarily mean governmental agencies. I'm talking about, you know, Internet companies, Bing, although, you know, one of Microsoft's big sales points with Bing is, you know, you use the Bing search, we don't track all this stuff. Well, listen, they may not track at the level that Google does, and I'm saying they may not, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I believe they probably do. They just do it a little bit differently. But they have to track you because they have to sell the data. That's how they make being free. Okay, they use the data internally, and then they sell it. I mean, what do you think? How do you think it happens that when you go to us, you've got a Facebook account, you go to a website. Have you ever noticed how you go to a website and a Facebook link will pop up with your Facebook? And this is some other site, totally unrelated to Facebook. Have you ever gotten recommendations on your timeline from friends for a product? They've never even used it. You know how they did it? Facebook did an automatic entry, an automatic recommendation in their name, under their account, based on that they went to this site. They don't even know it. What if you don't like that sort of thing happening for you? You don't want to send, you go to the Poise website, and you're looking for the extra large, extra absorbent Poise. You don't want an entry on your timeline about how you like Poise and you recommend Poise to all your Facebook friends. What do you do? One of the things you can do is use a product called Ghostery. The word ghost, E-R-Y, G-H-O-S-T-E-R-Y. This is a free product, piece of software that is an add-in for your browser. So if you're using Firefox, it installs a Firefox add-in. If you're using Internet Explorer, if you're using Chrome, it installs an add-in. And then what it does is it monitors the tracking that occurs as you go from site to site. Now, here's the problem with things like this, and this is always the case. You know, every decision you make, every product you use, there's a cost. Sometimes a cost in money, sometimes a cost in effort, sometimes a cost in pain. Sometimes the product doesn't work real well and you got to wrestle with it. Ghostery works great, but what it does require that you do, I mean, you know, you being presented with a little window as you pop up when you go to yahoo.com on their news site, and the, you know, the 15 trackers and stuff that pop up is interesting and informative, but not much of a benefit. What you do have to do is take a little bit of time, and it's not a lot, but you do have to be willing to do it, to whitelist and blacklist the various trackers that it lists. You can blacklist every tracker or not. Pick some that are okay, others that are not. And then what happens is those no longer are tracked. Ghostery actually prevents the transmission of your activity on the Internet to those various trackers. So it gives you some control. Now, the price you pay, you don't have to pay for the product. A couple of minutes on a pretty automatic install at ghostery.com. But just that initial sort of learning, when it pops up those that little window with the various trackers, and you'll be shocked at some of them. How many? I mean, 20, 30. And look, I'm not criticizing the folks that do this. They're entrepreneurs, they're capitalists, they're trying to monetize their efforts on the web. Presumably, when you go to these websites, you get some benefit from them, or you wouldn't be going to them, and they're trying to monetize that without having to charge you money. So I don't fault them. But by the same token, you also should be educated as to what's happening, and then how to prevent that sharing of your activities if you so choose. Ghostery is a great product. Ghostery.com takes just a couple of minutes to do the install. It'll take you a little bit to run through as you go from site to site and get all the listed trackers that will astonish you. You know, you'll have to tell it, you know, blacklist this one, whitelist this one. But it's an incredibly powerful, free, and relatively unobtrusive, particularly once it's fully set up, tool to allow you to take control over your Internet
and you
tracks.
Know what? I think it's a good thing for you to put on your Facebook page. Will they allow it? Would it get automatically deleted if you try to post something about Ghostery on there?
I don't know. But that's interesting. No, I don't think so.
No, but I think that's a good one to post today, because I know there's a lot of people who want to eliminate that.
Yep. Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's one of those things in the background you just don't realize. It's amazing to me, in so many ways, how many people I still talk to. And this is the danger of this, because I will talk to people that think they know. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them, you know, this is how you're exposed. This is what's going on. This is what is happening. And they don't really get it, and they don't really believe it. Even today, I mean, just this last week, talking to some people. And it's so hard. And what ends up happening with me, it gets hard to be nice. Because they won't, oh, yeah, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's not a problem. I know about that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you really do, then absolutely. You know, and see, that's my whole thing. If you really don't have a problem with it, then I have no problem with you having no problem with it. The issue is when we have all this stuff going on in the background, we fully don't understand what's going on. Just how bad it is. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Got one break, and then the last segment of Computer Talk. If you'd like to join us, you can do that at 866-821-8255.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.